Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But now, as you all know too well from your weekly shop, food prices are going up, surging at almost three times the rate of general inflation, according to the Central Statistics Office. An investigation into the grocery retailer sector by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission found there is no evidence indicating any issues regarding competition among retailers in terms of food prices. So why then is the cost of your weekly shop going up? Well, joining us on the line now is Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor at the Irish Independent. Charlie, good morning to you. Do you find yourself slightly confused with the findings?
I think I and a lot of people, and I have an awful lot of people on to me as well, who are scratching their head going, what's going on here? Hold on a minute, as you say,
Well, maybe lay out what they found.
Yeah, you know, this in the context of food inflation at nearly 5% at the moment. That's just a figure out yesterday. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the Competition and Consumer Watchdog, I suppose, was asked by the government to go back and look at supermarkets and see if there's an issue here with competition. Are they making big profits? It had done a report on this in 2023. So yesterday it issued a new report, updated its 2023 report and said, look, we can see no evidence that competition is not working in the retail sector. In fact, there's been an increase in competition in among supermarkets over the last 20 years, which has benefited consumers. You know, they're particularly referring to supermarkets. They're all opening, the chains are all opening more shops around the country. Plus you have, in the recent years, we had Aldi and Lidl, the German discounters, came in. They've added a fair bit of competition to the market. They're saying, the CCPC say that food prices have increased here, but that the increases are below the European average. And the profit margins for supermarket chains, the ones that we can see, because they don't all issue publicly available profit figures, but for the ones that we can see, the profit margins are between 2-4%. Now, that's modest, and it's similar to the rest of the EU. 2-4%. If you set up a company and you had profit margins of between 2-4%, column, that you wouldn't exactly be getting buyers rushing to buy it. But anyway, this is what the CCPC says. It says inflation, food inflation, grocery inflation, that's a real issue for consumers, yes. And it says, look, at farm gate prices are very, very high here, about 19% compared with 2.6% across Europe. So, right. Yes, food prices are shooting up, but they're saying they don't see the issue being supermarkets. It's there's a whole range of other issues probably, but they're not seeing that it's an issue. Now, they say they haven't looked at the food chain and gone back and to see who's making what, because they don't have the power. So they weren't asked to do that. But we have set up a new agri-food regulator to look at that. But they say they haven't got the powers to go into Dunn's or go into Glanbia or Tierlawn and ask them what profit margin you making on a litre of milk, you know.
Right. You've been running the rule over the prices in the CSO inflation figures, and you picked out a few examples for your piece today in The Independent. Like what are the examples that jumped out at you?
Well, the one that really jumped out at me was cod fillets, you know, popular Irish fish, obviously, and they're way up. I mean, you're talking about per kilogram here, cod fillets now 25 euros. That's up nearly a fiver in the last year. It's a 24% increase in a year between July this year and July last year. So I think the reason there is probably quotas being lowered a bit to try and protect the species. I mean, quotas have to be adjusted all the time. Cod is an endangered species. So if you're trying to buy cod, it's extremely expensive, and fish has been expensive for a while. But even if you take diced beef, now it's not exactly we're not talking sirloin steak here, diced beef
stewing per kilogram.
Yeah, exactly, stewing beef, you know. That's up about 260 in the last year alone per kilogram. 260. You're talking about 13.40 here for a kilogram of diced beef. If you look at cheddar cheese, you know, fairly bog standard cheese, we're not talking about any artisan cheese here, but cheddar cheese per kilogram up about 70 cents in the last year. Butter.
I think that's the one that most people just see jumping out at them off the shelves, whether it's the spreadable or the, as you say, the traditional wrapped pound of butter.
They will have looked here at the own brands and, you know, the Kerrygold and the spreadable. But so you're talking here up €1.08 per pound. Per pound of butter, €1.08 to 4.87, nearly 4.90. We're tipping the €5 mark there, Colm, which is psychologically a huge one for people. That's the one that's shooting up. So, you know, I asked the Irish Creamy Milk Association, Suppliers Association, ICMSA, what's going on here? You know, why are the prices up so much? And they're saying, look, a litre of Avonmore milk, they get 50 cents for that. That's selling in the likes of Dunnes or Tesco for 160. The processor, Glanbia, is probably getting about 8 cents, 8.5 cents maybe. So there's a whole euro there that has to be accounted for by taxes, distribution costs, the margin for the retailer, the wholesaler. So, you know, the 50 cents that the farmer gets, the farmers are saying, you know, that's all they get. They get 50 cents. But it's 160 for that litre of full-fat milk when you buy it in the shop.
Now, the agri-food regulator, Charlie, you mentioned there, we're talking about what they can and can't look into. The CCPC, similarly, are talking about, you know, the powers they have under their investigations. I mean, from your point of view, looking at things from a consumer point of view, where is the darkest area in terms of an insight into the prices? What would you like to see published, and what powers would be needed for that?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be fair to farmers, and, you know, and they're doing okay at the moment, but they would say they've been losing money for a long time. Yeah, who's doing well at the moment? I mean, or is it just the costs that have gone up across the board and that we tax very highly in this country? And, you know, when we impose an increase in the minimum wage, that feeds through. Insurance costs are high. You take any number of different things. But where the big margins are the likes of Unilever, I think. You know, the big conglomerates are making extraordinary profits.
Are you talking about things like branded detergents and the price differential between those and own brand detergents, is it?
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of shrinkflation in there as well. I'm talking about Unilever. They supply Knorr soups and sauces, Hellman's mayonnaise, Dove soap, Lipton's tea. Huge company. Now, according to the CCPC, they have profit margins at 8.4% according to their most recently filed results, financial results. So that's where big margins are being made. This is why people are turning increasingly to brands, and own brands now are turning away from brands, rather, Colm.
And own to brands own brands,
now,
yeah.
Yeah, own brands now are outselling the branded stuff because the branded stuff is so expensive. It's a premium price. You'll find every time you buy it that the pack or the jar is smaller. So, you know, people are having to adopt that they're using discounts, they're going to shopping more often, they're using their coupons, and they're buying own brands in a big way. So, that's the darkest area for me. I mean, you would like to see this agri-food regulator. One of the tasks it had when it was set up was, and it just can't do it because it hasn't got the powers, was to look at the food chain and look, you know, from the farm gate through to the processor, to the distributor, to the wholesaler, and when it arrives on the shelf, who's making the big profit here? Or is it just the case that
it's just cumulative?
There's so many costs involved. You know, there's so many taxes, levies, etc., that, you know, everybody is making a small amount, but nobody's creaming it here, really. And that could be the uncomfortable answer.
Right, no pun intended. Charlie, just, you know, on the CCPC website, when it published the report, and, you know, they have the link to download the whole thing if people want to read it. The final line says, while the CCPC has not seen evidence to justify an in-depth study of the grocery retail sector, it remains a key market and we'll continue to monitor. I suppose, why wouldn't an in-depth study be justified, given that, you know, in the course of a 5 or 6 minute conversation here this morning, I think you've raised, you know, a question every 20 seconds.
Yeah, and I could raise more, you know, for example, that supermarkets make enormous margins on vapes, for example, enormous margins on deli counters, but they would lose money maybe on food because they don't want to get people to go away. I think it's a fair point. You know, I think we should have a more in-depth report into the food sector. It's a basic necessity. We have people like the Social Democrats calling for mandatory reporting by the big multiples of their profits, because we don't know what Dunnes make. We don't really know what Lidl make, because they don't break it out for Ireland. They throw us in with Britain. I think there are lots of questions. Why, for example, did the CCPC mention the profit margins of Kerry Group? They don't supply, they no longer supply consumer goods. They're into nutrition. Why was Glanbia mentioned as well? I mean, Glanbia is not, I think that's a mistake in the report to have mentioned. They mentioned, apart from the supermarkets, they mentioned the profit margins of Unilever, which is fine, Kerry Group and Glanbia. Glanbia, again, are not involved in consumer stuff that you will see on the shelf anymore. Right. So a lot of questions need to be asked, I think.
Okay. All right, Charlie Weston. Food for thought at a high price. Thanks very much for that. Now, coming up, Fleetwood Mac at 50. Culture Reardon's coming in to join us to talk through the ups and downs of the Super Rockers' career on the anniversary of their 10th album.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.